Thank you, Damien, and good evening, everyone. Two people have been charged for their involvement in a hit-and-run collision that occurred at the intersection of Boone and I Streets on March 13th. The collision resulted in a downed light pole, damaged chain-link fences, and a large tree was knocked over. The suspect vehicle was registered to Chelsea Eisenberg, whose truck stalled at Wabash and E Streets. After officers spoke with her, they believed she was providing false information. Officers determined Eisenberg's fiancé, Julio Gonzalez, was driving the suspect vehicle with a suspended driver's license at the time of the collision. Gonzalez told police he fell asleep and fled the scene due to his suspended license. Eisenberg is facing obstruction, providing false information, and conspiracy charges. Gonzalez is facing hit-and-run, driving while suspended, and conspiracy charges. The case has been referred to the DA's office. A statewide silver alert and a be on the lookout has been issued by the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office and the CHP regarding an elderly missing person from Ukiah. On Monday, deputies from the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office were dispatched to a residence in Ukiah to investigate the report. Deputies spoke with the missing woman's son and learned that his 75-year-old mother, Elna Jean Koopman, had gone missing. Koopman may be suffering from the early stages of dementia, and when the son arrived at the residence, his mother was nowhere to be found. Koopman is a white female adult with brown-gray hair, blue eyes, is approximately 5 feet 7, and weighs 160 pounds. She is reported to be driving a white Toyota van, license plate number 5HGN279. Anyone with information as to the whereabouts of Koopman is asked to contact law enforcement. On early Monday morning, County Dispatch received a call from a lost motorist in the Paradise Ridge area of Shelter Cove. A CHP officer was dispatched to the area to assist the out-of-area motorist and use sirens and emergency lights during a search of over 2 hours to locate the individual. By 4 a.m., the sheriff's search and rescue team was dispatched to the scene and found the motorist at around 11 o'clock. They had driven their vehicle around a gate and gotten stuck in the roadway, and both men were in good health. Legislation introduced by Assemblyman Mark Levine to impose a statewide ban on single-use plastic bags made it through its first policy committee on Monday. AB 158 would make single-use plastic bags illegal in the state of California, excluding small stores. Businesses that do not comply will receive a $500 fine per incident. Levine said, and I quote, "This has been a long conversation throughout California, and I think the time has come to ban plastic bags at stores," unquote. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Chances are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job, and no doubt they too will apply for a job close to home. It's great to have local businesses who are willing and able to hire our kids. So next time you go shopping, please invest in your own future and put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, your hometown Hyundai dealer offering Hyundai cars. Hyundai Car of the Year for two of the last 3 years. I stand behind Hyundai, and we buy local.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. A sexual assault took place in Eureka on Saturday evening. Dan Squire has more.
On Saturday evening, Eureka police responded to a report of a sexual assault on Fairway Drive in Eureka near the golf course. The victim reported that she had stopped to help a man who appeared to be in need of assistance. Instead, she was sexually assaulted. Eureka Police Chief Merle Harpum commented that it's not unheard of that a criminal uses a ploy of needing help to lure in a victim. Chief Harpum also believes this particular assailant has done this before.
I mean, this was a very brutal man, very vicious, and this guy is, I would say, you know, just knowing what occurred, that he's probably a serial rapist. He's probably done this before.
The suspect is described as an adult white male who was wearing a black hoodie, blue sweatpants, and a mask over his face. Chief Harpum added,
because it was so brutal. I mean, you know, most guys in these situations, they're not brutal like this. You know, burn you with a cigarette and mean.
The attack occurred at about 6 o'clock, and anyone who may have information is asked to contact the Eureka Police Department.
And that's the news. For KINS News and Information, I'm Stephen Walker.